Hello, this is lesson 9 part 2. I've just been writing out a possible order and actually division perhaps into two separate videos, but this is really just to get the ball rolling and have your feedback. And different suggestions. I think we should collect different suggestions. So just because I'm the teacher doesn't mean to say that we have to, take up this idea, this plan, which I'm tentatively suggesting, because, this is your project, right? So I think. As I've just written an email. I just wrote the email now rather than waiting for you to read what I write and what I say on these audio recordings. Just because I happen to know that a couple of people said to me, "Okay, we'll correct this, we'll redo this." And so I was thinking that I didn't want to give them too much work, and so. An idea, this idea of somehow giving each of the hotel videos a title so that they fit together could be helpful now, but there is no hurry, okay? Perhaps, those people who, for example, the hotel workers, there were just a couple of things in the writing that they had to correct. And I'd made a couple of suggestions about, I think, the beginning and the end to introduce, to change the titles a little bit. And so perhaps if you're, if you're too busy now, because I've just been reading journals and a couple of people were mentioning that, say, for example, on Mondays they have 8 hours of online lessons, etc. It may be that in these days before Thursday, you don't have a lot of time to think about this or to think about my suggestions and think of alternatives. Okay, I think we can just discuss this on Thursday all together. So it was merely that, if you're not, if we can't decide now, delay making the changes until all the changes can be made together. All right. So, as I mentioned in the email, this first idea about putting the videos to do, which are set in hotel rooms together, was suggested by seeing that in the Carl Caleb Sophia video, they'd given the hotel a name, Hotel Dolphin. No, Dolphin Hotel. Dolphin Hotel. The Dolphin Hotel, as in dance, dance, dance. Okay. So they've been inspired by that hotel name for their hotel, and that in Naomi and Lorena's video, which they've put their monologues together, it's the Hotel Renaissance, which was good. I thought it was clever to give the hotel that title. Okay, so as we've got two hotel names, and I was suggesting to the hotel workers that their title was a little bit less like some kind of didactic thing, how office work, how hotel workers behave with, which makes it seem like it's some kind of, it's from some kind of teaching or manual for how hotel workers should behave. I asked them, I'd already asked them to think of a different title or a different way of presenting the two parts, and also maybe of introducing music and a beginning, an intermediate part between the two parts and an ending. So that was what I'd suggested to them yesterday, and so now I'm thinking that perhaps the title, as all these hotel workers, the way they worked it, are at the same hotel, their title could be the name of the hotel. They would still need to somehow introduce the two parts, but again, I would like all of you to look at the hotel workers' final video, the Dolphin Hotel final video, the Hotel Renaissance work by Naomi and Lorena. So we've got these three. I think it's really important that as soon as you've got time, you watch those three. Okay, with the Hotel Renaissance, I've already written to Naomi and Lorena because I have a few problems with their, with these confusing names. The John, who just by chance is the name of the character in the present, and also the name of the character in the past, Alba, also the name of her husband, but just by chance. Whereas I think you can imagine if there were a film in which characters that people talk about, in which there were two characters who both happened to be called the same name, and we have no way of knowing which one the is being, you know, which one is being talked about, that would be something, you know, if it is pure chance, change it. I mean, just because Lorena thought of the same name for her character as Naomi thought of for her husband. I mean, I thought in the beginning, the fact of these names was a way in which you connected up, but then you've kind of separated them. But anyway, I don't think it's just the names. I think, and I'm recounting this, even though I've already told Naomi and Lorena about my extreme confusion at the moment at the end of the film where the letter is being read, okay, by Lorena's character. I don't think it's just the names, in my opinion, but I would like, you know, to know if I'm just being a little bit dense and thick and not getting it, because I get confused with the pronouns being used when Alba starts talking about, in the middle of the letter she addresses John and she starts talking about his father and grandparents and her parents, and I start getting very mixed up because I think in a letter, I think a letter should be addressed to one person, the unborn baby whose sex is not known. So at one point she mentions that she'd like a girl, but we don't know, it could be a boy. And therefore this unborn baby cannot have a name. And so it gets a bit tricky. But anyway, I don't think in the middle of the letter, unless some help is given to us, we can suddenly switch to addressing the husband. Okay. So anyway, I think that needs sorting out with as little work for those two people as possible. I think slight changes could be made, I hope. Okay. Unless you should all disagree with me and think that the video works, in which case we just accept that I found it confusing. The other thing maybe about that video, which I have mentioned before, is that sometimes it's a bit of a, okay, I wanted to use an Italian word there, sconfitta, okay. It's sometimes it's, in English, a very colloquial expression comes to me, which is a cop out. When you take the easy way out, sometimes in these videos is saying, my name is John, okay, which Lorena does. I think Lorena is, you know, she says, my name is John, I have a wife, you know, etc. But I think Lorena is quite clever in that she makes that into a moment of even confusion for her character, because he's extremely tired and he sort of says, my name is John, yes, my name, as if he's, yes, my name is John, as if he's trying to remember. He's so tired, he can almost not remember who he is, and he needs to say his name to feel again his reality. Okay, so I think that's quite clever. But in general, those moments should be avoided. Okay, they're not natural. But yeah, I think she's managed that. I think when you watch this, you will all pick up on little things. Again, I'm wary of giving you extra stress because I know how much work it is creating these videos, saving them. It takes time. It takes good connection, etc., and uploading them and everything. So we make the changes that we can. You mentioned, I'm thinking that we've got time because you mentioned that only two of you actually have to, are in any kind of hurry, but I think I see no problem in the whole class being ready, in having their marks for the first appello anyway, because we do have the whole of May. We mentioned the deadline of the end of May, and I think that deadline should apply to both films and journals. I think that would be good, and I think if any of you do it before, that would be good, because I am recognizing more and more that I cannot do, you know, I mentioned this on my previous recording, I just can't do vast amounts of watching and correcting. It has to be spaced out, and so I can't even in a week mark all the journals. Again, the final journals I will not give detailed correction. I'm sure of that. It takes a long time, and it's tiring. And I think if I look at the extracts that you give me before, as long as there aren't too many, you've had some correction, okay, and you should be able to avoid making the same mistakes. Please make the correcting worth my while, okay, by looking at it, by looking at the corrections and bearing it in mind when you're writing something new or when you're putting together your final journey. Because it is very soul-destroying for a teacher to make the same corrections all the time. It happens a lot with correcting of oral language, you know, when you're speaking, I may correct things. And I realise there it's inevitable because I want you to speak freely and spontaneously. And therefore, a little bit, I've turned a blind eye, even in your videos, to language errors. Because if you were worrying all the time about the grammar and the correct, you would not be able to act freely. And so the two things are not compatible always. But in your written language, you can go back and look at my corrections and, you know, don't say we discussed about, don't say, you know, those, so we discuss something. There are a few typical errors. If I have time, I'll outline them again. But some of you may remember an ex lettrice, Ilse Girona, American lettrice, or half American, half Cuban, lettrice, a very good lettrice, and she is a friend of mine. We work together in other fields, okay. And I phoned her the other day, and I was saying, you know, I'm very, very tired. I find it takes so long to correct everything and to make these recordings. And she said, do you know, in my long career as a teacher, she said, I found that I spent more and more time correcting students' work as time went on. So in the last years of my teaching, the faculty, I was just spending enormous amounts of my time correcting. And when, because initially I used to do more collective correcting, she said I used to come into class and we'd look at something together and go through it together. As time went on, particularly, you know, with material arriving on the computer, I spent more and more time. And she said, when I retired, when I stopped work, I thought about all that time and I realized that a lot of it was wasted time, because the students, particularly when they gave in a final piece of work, were not actually interested in the corrections. They did not even look at them and take notes. And so she decided that I was wasting my time. And she was telling me that as if to say, don't spend too much time, particularly if you think that nobody's looking. Okay, so try and take note. Try and have a strategy for taking on board, remembering the corrections in written work. Okay, in oral work, yes, it takes longer to process. But again, maybe, you know, common errors, third person singular, maybe it does require a little bit of calm and effort and to sit down and think, okay, these are mistakes I regularly make. Having a strategy to fix that in your brain and maybe repeating things aloud, maybe common errors. Okay, so I should not get lazy, or, you know, sometimes I hold back from giving you the language errors because I don't want to inhibit you. I think you're aware, and I think sometimes that's the right thing to do. Anyway, I'm digressing too much. So back to the order. So I think I might have to do a third recording here because I've been talking too much. So I wanted feedback on this idea of having the name of the hotel and putting the hotel videos together. My other idea is that perhaps we don't want our film to be too long, because then nobody is going to watch it till the end, because we're all tired of watching things on the screen. And so I'm wondering, another idea that's come to mind is that we do two films, one focusing on the hotel, and so and that could include, I think, the homeless people if we use the title, or maybe you will have a better idea, but we could use the title Hotel Homeless for the hotel, the homeless people's video. Okay, so that could be one video, and then we could have a journal video in which we have, okay, the two Virginia Woolf workshops and the balcony project. And I'm thinking here that it would be really nice if we think of a way to include your written journals in some way in this film. So we've got the written journals on the screen, and then the three films. This, as it stands now, I've been noting down the minutes, and for the hotel one, I've only got three videos, but we're already up to over 20. We've got 20, over 20 minutes, which is quite long. Okay, and we're missing Group A, and we're missing the homeless people. So that's going to be quite a long video, okay. The journal video, I mean, if you agree to this split, because you might not like it, you might want to have one, we could do the two separate and then put them together into a whole one as well. As it stands at the moment, these videos are shorter, the journal ones, so we would have time to present extracts from the written journal visually on the screen. And in this one, we could include things from the from the psychogeography, the dialects of the city. Third year group, I think they would fit well. And the teachers, something brief from the teachers, okay. So think about all these things, okay. I'm going to stop before this recording goes over the time, okay.